A good singer is supposed to be able to hit all the notes perfectly, right? But if you think about who some of your favorite singers are, do they really have good voices at all? Take Bob Dylan, for example. Lousy voice, genius singer. John Schaefer has been following flawed voices for years as the host of WNYC Radio's New Sounds program. I asked John what he thinks makes a voice flawed.
I think there's a couple of ways you can look at it. One is simply technical flaws. A singer who doesn't have complete command of his or her voice throughout low, middle, upper registers. But it's almost as interesting to look at flaws that are only flaws in context. A singer who is perceived to be a flawed singer in one style could conceivably be considered almost perfect in another style.
Who is an example of that?
Well, very often you get these early music singers, people who are singing medieval and Renaissance music. They have very pure voices, not a whole lot of vibrato, not a lot of, you don't hear a whole lot of overtone content in the song. Those people would not be good opera singers. They don't have the heft, the substance to their voice. But conversely, opera singers with real wide vibratos would make terrible early music singers.
Obviously, you're getting to the idea that flaws are a subjective or at least contextual question. Maria Callas was somebody whose flaws people fawned over and adored.
Yeah, and she was almost as revered for the flaws in her voice as for the beautiful sort of velvet-draped tone of her voice. Maria Callas was not just a singer. She was an actress. She had a presence and sort of radiated authority in whatever role she recorded. But people who like to pick at such nits would say the vibrato tended to, the wobble in the note tended to be perhaps a little too wobbly.
Let's listen to some Callas so we have a slightly more specific sense of what you're talking about. We just heard Maria Callas singing from Don Giovanni.
That's called Non Mi Dir from Act Two. You know, it's fairly common knowledge that the voice was not technically perfect, but just listen to it. It's such a rich sound.
In pop music, sort of beginning with the countercultural moment 35 years ago or so, there seemed always to be a place for the highly flawed singer.
Right.
Revere especially. I can think of several.
Right. Well, I mean, right off the bat, Bob Dylan, Lou Reed. I mean, these guys in the 1960s were kind of redefining the possibility of being a pop singer. You know, suddenly you didn't have to have a kind of clear bell-like harmony in the singing on your record. It could be this gritty, earthy sound, which worked perfectly in both of their contexts.
And it was saying to one's parents at the time, no, this isn't Perry Como, Dad.
Right. And it was also saying, especially in the case of Lou Reed, this is real life. This is what people sound like. And the things I'm singing about are the things that people do to themselves and to each other. There was nothing pretty about the songs Lou Reed was writing, and so there was absolutely no attempt and no reason to make the attempt to have a pretty voice singing.
Let's listen to some Lou Reed.
And curtains laced with diamonds dear for you. And all the Roman noblemen for you. And kingdoms, Christian soldiers dear for you. And melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Yeah. Western Prince for you.
Now, that was called Andy's Chest, about Andy Warhol. Not necessarily a pretty subject, as you say.
Right, and I mean, the voice is just, you know, there are moments there where he's just warbling all over the place. By the way, his producer, a young man named David Bowie, was doing the ba-ba-bas in the background. Also at that time, not a particularly matured voice.
Although by comparison to the Dylans and the Lou Reeds of the world,
yeah.
A very slick, perfect voice.
Absolutely.
You have brought for us a singer, a flawed voice that probably most of us haven't heard of today, from South Africa.
This is the late Malatini. Malatini was known as the Lion of Soweto, and he was one of the musical giants of the townships of South Africa. Listening to his voice only takes you a few seconds to realize what it was in Malatini's voice that just drew people to him. Didn't mean they liked his voice necessarily, but there was simply no mistaking it. Malatini is deeply flawed, and I mean that literally. I mean, his voice is so deep, it's almost unnatural. The story is that when he reached the age of puberty, his voice began to drop, and then it kept dropping, and it kept dropping, and his parents got increasingly concerned and finally reached the conclusion that he was possessed by demons and took him to an exorcist in an attempt to stop their son from having this voice that was just falling through the floor.
Let's listen. That pretty much defines earthiness, I guess.
Well, you know, it almost sounds like the recording is distorted, but it's his voice that's distorted. And speaking of flawed voices, there's a generation of young South African men who grew up ruining their voices with whiskey and cigarettes in an attempt to roughen up their voices to imitate Malatini. And I think we've shown by our own listening habits and the people that we've chosen to listen to over the years that we actually like the flawed voices.
John Schaefer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
John Schaefer is the host of WNYC Radio's New Sounds program.